This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
As well as his Skype username, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark
on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of Free Talk Live. We do intend to be here tomorrow night for another live edition of the show.
I can almost taste that great food now.
The great food that we're going to be having on the air, because that's not going to be happening here.
We'll get it before that.
Yeah, you'll need to get it beforehand. Yeah. Hey, I just did a reinstall of Windows and haven't turned the sounds off yet.
Excellent. That's
Sorry
great.
About that.
It sounds successful.
Yeah, mostly was. So anyway, you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers. There's a crazy story that if you live in Europe, you probably were more aware of. I got to say that I just heard about it last night.
Where is this Europe place of which you speak?
It's across the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
I mean, I may not be real good at geography, Mark, but I know that much. Now, where Belgium is in Europe, I probably couldn't tell you that.
Can you kind of place it on a map in your mind?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay. It's sort of like, you know, northern, but not so north as the...
Not like Finland or whatever?
Yeah, it's not that far north. No.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of sitting there on top of France.
Oh, on top of France. Okay. Yeah. I know where that is.
You see, when Germany attacked France, it went through Belgium
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure it went in both of those wars, but certainly World War One.
So apparently there's been a lockdown going on there for several days. Now there's a story from, I believe, the BBC that is saying that schools and the metro have now reopened. So it sounds like the lockdown is lifting somewhat. However, to give you an example of what life could be like, I think this is pretty instructive because we've had this happen here in the United States. You may recall the Boston Marathon, or the bombing that happened during said marathon, mm-hmm. and the lockdown of Watertown, Massachusetts, that happened immediately afterward when the police were coming in from all over, thousands of officers to comb through the streets, to do house-to-house searches. And all I had heard up until this point, Mark, about what was going on in Europe in response to the French bombings and shootings that happened last week.
Was France's reaction?
Was that, you know, there were some militarization in France and that, you know, things were getting kind of bad there.
The borders were shut down in France.
Yep, I heard that as well. And I heard that there were 300 raids across Europe when they were looking for the alleged, you know, conspirators in this case. And apparently Brussels in Belgium has been locked down. This according to Vice News. An armored vehicle idled outside the Bruxelles Midi railway station Tuesday morning, manned by two armed soldiers. The kind of vehicle you'd expect to find on a battlefield, not in the genteel streets of the Belgian capital. Next to the imposing Dingo 2 armored personnel carrier, which today is missing its signature machine gun, is a car with a broken taillight. Not enough to warrant a military intervention, you might think, but even the slightest of traffic accidents now means that the army is dispatched. An attempt to take pictures of the unusual scene results in a heavy-handed check of our press credentials.
Mm.
Show us your papers!
Okay.
On Tuesday, Brussels entered its fourth consecutive day of a level 4 terror alert, indicating a serious and imminent threat of an attack. The capital ground to a halt Saturday and has remained at a standstill ever since. Those who wish to work remotely can do so. For the others, the only way to get around the city is by car.
It's really nice of them to let you work remotely. You may work from home.
Or on one of the very few buses that are still running. Stores have rolled down their metal shutters. Preschools, schools, and universities have closed their doors.
How long has that been going on?
Four days.
There are a lot of people that live, especially in Europe, it was my understanding they do this even more often, but I've met people
lockdowns?
That really don't buy food more than a couple of days, you know, more than a couple of days out. You know, like, what are we going to have tonight? Let's go to the grocery store. That kind of thing. And I'm, you know, it's just a different lifestyle than what I live. When I see a sale on steaks, let's buy 10.
So in addition to the stores closing down, schools shutting down, many of the city's theaters, cinemas, and concert halls have also closed. The railway station remains open under the watchful eye of armed security forces. 3 months after passengers thwarted a terror attack on board a Thiel's high-speed train connecting Amsterdam to Paris via Brussels, controls at the station remained minimal with only a simple ticket check on the platform. The French government announced on Tuesday that security gates will be installed at Paris and Lille train stations by the end of the year. Controls are stricter in the other direction, with officers searching our bags in Brussels before we boarded a train back to Paris. 11 days after the massacre of 130 people in Paris by radical Islamists who plotted a carnage from Belgium, authorities suspect there's a terrorist cell ready to hit Brussels.
I've heard that it's imminent, but I don't know anything else.
Marco, 40-something resident of the city who would only give his first name sitting in a cafe, said the deaths were in Paris, but the lockdown is here.
Why do you suppose Marco is not willing to give his name? I mean, Marco sounds like he might be, Belgian. So what is he scared of? Is he scared of
the government,
overpowering Belgian government? Because, I mean, generally, I haven't heard that about Belgium.
Well, here you have it. They've basically locked down the city and have military troops in the streets. So that sounds pretty overpowering to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, he's not giving his name when he's giving his commentary.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, if the tyrannical government was out there and you're the average person who's willing to comment on it, you can't blame someone for not wanting to have their name, their full name attached to it.
You can see why
the government's scary.
You can see why they would choose, even if the government, even if you have the least scary government on the planet, what's the value of attaching your full name to it might be a question one would ask in that circumstance.
Marco described the massive police and military presence as a show for the benefit of the government. He said, it's probably a deterrent, but it doesn't make us feel any safer, he said, a passing group of soldiers visible through the cafe window. The Titan security is mainly intended to keep the, or to help the police pursue their investigations into the terror attacks.
Nobody in the way. Everybody's away out of the streets.
Since many of the attackers and their potential accomplices seem to have spent some time in Belgium, on Sunday, Belgian police made 16 arrests, one of which resulted in a conviction on Monday. That was fast. A one-day conviction. On Tuesday, a Belgian court convicted another individual of taking part in the activities of a terror group and in terrorist assassinations. Sunday, police requested the public remain silent on social media. So maybe that's a reason why this guy isn't giving his last name.
Wow.
You're not supposed to talk on social media about the ongoing police operations for fear of alerting any potential targets to any imminent raids.
It's bizarre.
So the idea being, like, you know, during the Watertown situation, people were still on the internet saying, "Hey, I'm over here at, you know, such and such location." And
take a look at this. Take a look at these pictures of these cops kicking people's doors in and dragging them out of their houses.
Right. There's troops out on the streets. Look, this is what what's happening. We're live streaming. They're saying, "Don't even tweet about this."
That's because they don't want them doing what they did in Watertown.
Instead, Belgians flooded Twitter with pictures and GIFs of kittens. So they are doing as instructed. The ongoing lockdown.
They were told to hold on. Did the government?
Government instructed the people to talk on Twitter.
Thank you. Can I ask a question? Yeah. The government instructed the people to not talk on social media. Did the people send the kittens, or did the government?
The people did.
The people sent the kittens. That's so they're not staying off social media. They're just sending kittens.
Right. They're remaining silent about the ongoing police operations.
The government asked for that specifically?
That's correct.
Or they just entirely asked them to stay off social media?
They asked for them to remain silent about ongoing police operations.
Okay,
the ongoing lockdown is the opportunity for government to show the public, quote, it's taking the issue seriously, unquote, according to Marco, who said authorities have been too lenient in their efforts to stem radicalization over the past 20 years, a criticism that has also been voiced in France. But so far, the four-day lockdown has failed to deliver Europe's most wanted man, Salah Abdeslam, a former resident of Brussels who is suspected of taking part in the Paris attacks. And then they go on to talk about a little bit more about who was suspected and who was involved. On Tuesday, a French prosecutor said that another man may have been planning a second spate of attacks, but he was apparently arrested. Oh, no, excuse me, he was killed. when French police raided a building in St. Denis. So here they are shutting down Brussels. It's 4 days. Just now there are some reopening. Schools are coming back. Is this the kind of world you want to live in? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because you're just one terrorist strike away from it happening in a city where you live. 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If your game is to create terror, if the goal of the terror is to stop life as we know it and change things significantly with your strikes, then the terrorists, if that has been their goal, have been incredibly successful in Belgium this last several days. Brussels has been on lockdown over the last 4 days. Just today, the BBC is reporting that schools and the metro have reopened. So the lockdown is lifted somewhat, but for 4 days, the entirety of the city, I mean, many, many businesses had shuttered. People were being told by the government to not even talk about the police on social media, like where they are and what they're doing. There were troops in the streets, military men in the streets, and probably still are. The news from today is that schools in the metro stations have reopened, but the Belgian capital remains on the highest alert, with hundreds of armed police and soldiers on patrol. Authorities fear the possibility of a Paris-style attack, as several of the attackers were based in Brussels. France says 130 people died in those attacks in Paris, and at least one suspected attacker is still at large, and I believe it is that suspected attacker that is spawning hundreds of raids at various different places throughout Europe. That's my understanding. If you're there and you've got a better perspective, more accurate on this, please feel free to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, even if you're on lockdown. You can do online shopping.
And it's okay, even in Brussels.
And when you do that, when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there's UK Amazon, there's US Amazon, there's Canada Amazon. You go into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So a great way to get the stuff you need for the holiday season, which is upon us at this point, tomorrow being Thanksgiving. You can do that through shop.freetalklive.com. The so-called Islamic State group says that it carried out the gun and bomb attacks on the 13th of November. Five people in Belgium have been charged with terrorism offenses in connection with those attacks. The schools and some metro lines were opened again today, although some of the metro lines are still closed. The city is expected to remain on its current top level of alert at least until next Monday. So, terrorists, just hold on. Just you had plans to strike. Well, just wait for another week here, and then maybe there'll be a lower terror alert and fewer than hundreds of troops will be in the streets.
We want everybody to have a good Thanksgiving. That's why.
This just sounds like a wonderful Thanksgiving with military troops and armored vehicles parading about the streets. That just sounds like a lovely time. Wait, isn't Thanksgiving like the one of the most busiest holidays? Oh, wait a minute. Thanksgiving doesn't happen over there. That, you got me. It's a U.S. holiday, isn't it, Mark?
Well, on that day, yes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Wishing a happy Thanksgiving to all our friends in Brussels.
Nice job. All right, took the wind out of my sails.
Canada has a Thanksgiving.
But not the same day?
It's Canada. It's cold. Thanksgiving's a harvest festival. Mm-hmm. And, it's had in October.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's see here. The metros remain closed, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, as things develop, we'll certainly let you know as we hear more about it. But maybe you can explain to us what things are like over there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, let's go back to the United States for this one. Truthvoice.com. Reporting on a bust of some illegal gamblers.
Okay. He finally got them.
Yep. Gambling is a dangerous, dangerous thing to do, Mark. There are people who get addicted to it, and they will give up their entire livelihood. They will take their life savings in some cases.
And play it on the lottery?
And play it? No. No, they'll go gamble.
They wouldn't
gamble
do that when
it.
The government has gambling, right?
So we're not talking about the lottery here. We're talking about illegal gambling.
Oh, that's the bad one.
That's legal, so it's okay to spend all of your money on the lottery. But when you do it at the Mahjong ring, that's when things get dangerous.
I see.
Altamonte Springs, Truth Voice. TruthVoice.com reporting Police in Florida busted a game of mahjong in Florida at a condominium clubhouse. The group accused of a crime, four women between the ages of 87 and 95.
Whoa.
Heritage Florida.
Where'd they find them?
Police in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that age, you'd think they'd know to keep their mouths shut. All right.
Heritage Florida reports the police came to shut down the friendly game played by Lee Delnick, Bernice Diamond, Helen Greenspan, and Zelda King.
I bet Zelda and Bernice gave them a piece of their minds, too.
You don't get many Zeldas anymore, do you?
No. Bernice's either.
King says word spread about their weekly gathering and that a troublemaker in the community called the police, citing a law that prohibits playing the game for money. Police closed the clubhouse.
You're killing me.
The women were sent a formal notice from condominium management stating there would be no more mahjong, bingo, or poker played in the location until further notice.
It's ridiculous.
Mark, this is serious. This is serious.
It doesn't sound serious.
These women could blow their entire life savings on this mahjong game, and then what would happen?
I don't know what would happen.
Then how would they feed themselves? How would they take care of themselves? This is what we need the government to be here for. We need the government to stop elderly people from playing games like this.
It's ridiculous.
This can escalate into, fist fights.
Between the elderly people.
Yeah, you've seen the Western movies with the guys trying to cheat. There's like a knife up someone's sleeve or whatever. I mean, this could get deadly.
This is.
And we need the police to help protect these ladies.
This is the police giving in to trolls. This is ridiculous. Somebody doesn't like somebody. Somebody's been told to keep their nose out of somebody else's business, and they call the police because, oh, you're playing for money. Mm. I bet not much either.
I bet not much.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they want to throw $1,000 down, they should be free to do so.
I was
being facetious. I don't care if somebody wants to gamble. I don't care how old the person is if they want to gamble. If you're 20 years old and you're getting together with your friends for some poker and you're playing for pennies or you're playing for dollars or $10 bills. I mean, whatever. It's your life. It's your money. You should be able to take those risks if you want to. And you'll do it anyway. People are going to gamble anyway. They're going to get together with their friends in quiet places where no one knows about. That's where most of the gambling goes on out there, I imagine.
Yeah, sure.
But this was going on in the clubhouse where they live, and so therefore some dirty snitch came across it and knew what they were doing and decided to ruin these ladies' day. And it's sick.
Yeah, it's not just their day. It keeps them from doing it in the future. Of course, they'll probably be able to go to their room and do it.
Well, in fact, Ms. King says that this is ridiculous. We haven't played in the clubhouse for weeks. We have to go to each other's homes to play, and not everyone lives. Yeah, and not everyone lives in Escondido. It's an international game, and we are being crucified. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you actually think that gambling should be illegal, I want to hear from you. There's more of this story. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Say, if the ladies, these old ladies, 87, between 87 and 95 years old, at a retirement home.
This is some old ladies, yeah.
It's old. It's really old. And God has blessed them for keeping at it, you know, because they actually say here later on in the story that playing games like Mahjong can help keep them sharp, keep their brains sharp.
I would concur.
And so basically the police are, by coming in and cracking down on this illegal Mahjong game, they are relegating these elderly ladies to their deathbeds. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but can you imagine the golden video if one of these old ladies had a smartphone and bamboozer and had pulled out her smartphone and started to record those cops when they came in there to bust up their little party?
It's a little much to ask, but it does sound like a good thing.
I don't think it's much to ask at all. Look, it doesn't matter how old you are, and there are elderly people who are into the internet. They think it's a cool thing, and they are like, stay on top of the trends. I don't know what the percentage of them is that is really into the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know what percentage of people over the age of 65 have smartphones. I imagine more so because the boomers are now hitting the 65 range, right? So I think a boomer is probably more likely than somebody in their 80s perhaps to have a smartphone. But it would be interesting to see the demographics on that. I know that, and the last number I saw, and this was probably a year ago, it was 60% of American adults have a smartphone. Which is pretty significant.
Yeah,
market
that's a big number. Yeah.
So, you know, what does it break down to?
I wonder what percentage of American adults have a car. I mean, that's 60% is pretty big.
And I'm sure that was like a year ago, so I bet you it's higher than that right now. But anyway, it sure would be interesting to see this happening. I mean, there's a picture on the article, but it's just some picture of some women playing a game. It's not the actual ladies. Yeah, it's not the actual ladies. So it would be fascinating to watch how the police behave with these ladies, because, you know, they're going to treat them differently than they would treat a game with a bunch of 20-year-olds, 20-year-old males, for instance. I suspect they might. But it would be very revealing to see exactly how this went down. The ladies.
90% of American households have cars, but a household's different than a person.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, husband and wives will share cars, you know, that kind of thing. So.
So we don't know what the breakdown is there.
We don't.
So the women were sent a formal notice from their condominium management stating there will be no more mahjong, bingo, or poker played in the location until further notice. Police reportedly stopped by, get this, several times later in the week to make sure games weren't being played.
Because the ladies told them, go to hell, sonny. We're going to play our game of mahjong and you can't stop it.
I mean, this is just as ridiculous as it could possibly be. Not bad enough that they came once to break up the game, but now they come back multiple times just to check on them.
I don't think it's as ridiculous as it could be. They
well, they didn't smash their face into the pavement. I suppose that
would have
been worse.
They didn't take them downtown, right?
It's not real clear as to whether or not there was
any kind
of... They
would have looked like fools doing that. I mean, they look like fools anyway, but at this point they're just like, all right, give us the tiles, ladies. You know, yeah, and you can't play. No, you can't play for money. Sorry.
Yeah, the story doesn't make it clear if there were any summonses issued or anything like that. I'll see if I can dig up some more information about it. There's another story from HeritageFL.com. Anyway, back to the original piece from Truth Voice. One lady says that we haven't played in the clubhouse for weeks. This is ridiculous. We have to go to each other's homes to play, and not everyone lives in Escondido. It's an international game, and we're being crucified. The 87-year-old said the game is good for the elderly, and that even her doctor has told her that it can delay dementia. The women suggested that they could just play for fun without money, but the property manager said they should lay low until things were resolved.
That's crazy.
After a bit of investigating, officials came to the conclusion there is no ordinance prohibiting mahjong gambling of the nature. Heritage Florida did find Statute 849.085, which states, quote, certain penny ante games are not crimes. Penny ante game means a game or series of games of poker, pinochle, bridge, rummy, canasta, hearts, dominoes, or mahjong, in which the winnings of any player in a single round, hand, or game do not exceed $10 in value. That's interesting. I didn't realize there was an exception.
I didn't either, but that makes me feel a lot better now. I know that my grandmother and my, let's see, he would have been my great uncle and his wife and I, when we would play Michigan Rummy, which, no offense to Michigan people, I really don't. It wasn't intended to be that. No, we played Michigan Rummy for pennies on the different cards that are laid out in front, and it was a lot of fun. You know, we never really even moved up to nickels.
So, according to the ladies, the game had a $4 limit. So, therefore, they were within the law on this one. The women also had homeowner rights, were over the age of 18, and were not enforcing a debt to be paid. It's unclear what...
Beatrice will get her money, though. Beatrice is going to get her money.
It's unclear what ordinance...
Whatever their names was, Beatrice, right?
The, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm sorry, Bernice.
Bernice.
Lee, Bernice, Helen, and Zelda.
Okay.
It's unclear what ordinance the caller, that is the snitch who called on them,
yes,
thought the group of ladies were violating, and why police officials decided...
What difference does it make? The caller got what they wanted.
Yeah. And why police decided to break up the game. It's pretty clear why the police decided to break up the game. They don't know their own laws.
Yeah, they don't know their own laws.
The police were told there's gambling going on at this, you know, clubhouse in Florida, and you need to put a stop to it.
So they consider complaints to be sacrosanct, and somehow somebody called and complained. Well, what does that have to do with it? Go get them. They're the ones complaining.
Well, if the police come in there and they see money out on the table and they see people playing some sort of game, then they're just going to jump to the conclusion, right? They're not going to take the time. First of all, they don't know about likely a statute 849.085 that exempts mahjong games of less than $10 rounds.
Right.
They don't know about that. So they see money on the table. They see, you know, they presume that means that illegal gambling is going on. Arrest them now or ticket them now, and then, you know, let the courts sort it out later, because there's no punishment for the police for doing that. I mean, it may look bad for them in the mainstream media sure or whatever, does. But what are they, I mean, these people shoot folks for a living that are innocent.
We don't
in
have any
cases.
Of their names, so
the
worst,
cops.
Yeah, the cops. The worst that's going to happen in this circumstance is that, you know, it's is it Orlando's police department or
Altamont Springs? Okay. I'm not sure if they have their own department.
I don't know either, but you know, if a friend of the somebody who works for the Altamont Springs Police Department says, "Ha ha ha! Looks like you guys made the news. You guys, what a bunch of toughies busting the 85-plus-year-old ladies playing mahjong." You know, there's gonna be a little ribbing going on.
I hope they're getting a good ribbing from their own people. This is terrible.
I don't know. I mean, it's the law. They got to enforce the law until they don't feel
well,
like enforcing
the
law.
It's not the law, but they enforced it anyway, right. And there's no penalty for them for doing that. There's no penalty whatsoever besides whatever PR issues that come out of this. But when you're the cops, it means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I actually have seen the police say they're sorry up here in New Hampshire a couple of times, which was a real pleasant surprise because it's so rare that the police will ever apologize. And it certainly doesn't say that the cops came back and, you know, gave them their mahjong set back and gave them an apology.
Does it say they took it? The original one? We just assume they did because it's their kind of M.O.
It says the police closed the clubhouse. So, you know, I would imagine
the ladies are going to have to go home. Come on, get out of here.
I would imagine they did take the set because that is evidence in the case, right? If they're actually going to issue fines and these ladies were to, let's say, not pay them and go to court instead and actually defend themselves, then they would need to bring to trot out said evidence.
Yeah, their best PR move is to just not take it.
Heritage Florida did call Altamont Springs police for comment, but have not heard back. So you can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We got, of course, all kinds of things to talk about here tonight. 1 in 4 Americans, new report says by the Pew Research Center, one out of four of us believe the government is the enemy.
Whoa.
And with news stories like this, you can't blame someone for feeling that way. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And if you support a crackdown on old lady gambling, I want to hear from you.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And would love to hear from anyone at all, who wants to see more old ladies targeted for playing games like Mahjong or Pinochle or Bridge for money, because it did happen in Florida. Altamont Springs is where that went down. You can share your thoughts if you'd like. Our toll-free number again, 855-453. Ian and Mark in the studio. And Mark, you're doing a contest right now on our email list, or you're building up for a contest. You haven't actually picked a winner yet.
Right. I want to let everybody, we're going to do it over the email list. I want everybody to know that they can get in on the email list. We're starting up new newsletters here for Free Talk Live. We had them going at one point. They're, you know, a little HTML-y, you know, and I'm trying to make them look better. Maybe I don't have the right terminology there. They looked, rather old school. And so the new ones are going to look better, and they're going to be targeted towards the listener. I think you're really going to enjoy them. And if you want to get signed up, here's a great incentive. We're giving away one of the new Tiger lights. They've got the DAD system. They've got a pepper spray and an LED light, flashlight. It's a pepper spray flashlight deal. But it's also got Bluetooth built in that allows for GPS crowd alert technology. So people, you know, for instance, know if there's a problem. And it's a great personal protection device. It's non-lethal, and they make, it's one of the best in the world. As a matter of fact, I know that a few governments have purchased from Tiger Light to have their stuff. And this is the new one. This is the consumer level. It's lightweight, water resistant, and durable thanks to its polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. They retail for $139, and it's great self-defense that you never have to worry about killing yourself with or anybody in your family. So go and sign up at Free Talk Live. It's right there on the front page. If you aren't signed up to our email list, you just go there to freetalklive.com. You sign up on the right-hand side, and it's that easy. So check it out. It'll be great, and we'll be giving one Tiger Light away very, very shortly.
All right, so you can join us here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. First up, we've got Stan listening in San Antonio, Texas. Stan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Stan.
You know, I've been listening to this show for a little over a year, and this show has managed to bring me around to a lot of different ideas, some of which I still don't agree with, but
cool.
I wanted to talk about Edward Snowden tonight.
Yeah.
I was under the impression at first that he was, like, you know, a traitor or whatnot for doing what he did. But after listening to the show and after, you know, seeing that these court decisions subsequently have gone against the government based on disclosures that he made, I'm wondering if he shouldn't just come back to the U.S. and, I don't know, stand trial, because I have a hard time believing that any charges can be sustained against the guy, seeing as how it was revealed that he was right.
Oh, they'll whoa. I mean, they're going to charge him with everything they possibly can, and they will do their darndest to put him in prison for the rest of his life, and they'll pretty much be successful at it, because they're the government, and he's not.
Well, I agree that the government does whatever it is they want. I mean, there have been other precedents in the past. Let's say, like, there are situations where, say, cops come out and they just start shooting at you first, and you shoot back in self-defense. If they didn't actually identify themselves as cops and try to arrest you, courts have found in the defendant's favor in those situations. And I think
that's a pretty rare situation, because you'd have to prove they didn't identify themselves. They're going to take the word of the cops. And in the case of Edward Snowden, you know, they're going to come at him, and ultimately, you know, he's going to say, okay, well, as you're pointing out, well, but what I said was true. You know, all this information is true information. They're going to say, well, that doesn't matter. You weren't supposed to release that information, so therefore you're guilty.
And I'd say that of my experience now doing this for 10 years is that if there's a more rigged and a less rigged court system, the federal court is the most rigged of them. I wouldn't take the chance, personally. Currently, Edward Snowden has free range of travel, as long as he can stay relatively anonymous and some CIA agents don't pick him up or whatever, inside the largest country on the planet. It's not like he's particularly trapped, you know? He's as trapped as a person who doesn't have, say, a passport. Not particularly trapped. He's, you know, Moscow's a modern city. He can enjoy all the amenities. He gets to see the movies. The things that he doesn't get is to visit with the family, but he's right there in Moscow. It's a major airport. The family can fly in if, you know, I mean, the trade-off isn't particularly great. I would like to see what would happen, but I wouldn't be willing to trade Edward Snowden's freedom for that.
I would not like to see what would happen, because it's almost a guarantee he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life, or at least, you know, a few dozen years.
I think that the federal government would be on, as on trial as Snowden would in that circumstance, so I agree with the caller in that. It's just that the federal government has nothing to lose.
Well, right.
They won't put Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or George Bush or anybody else in jail if they find out, you know what, it turns out you guys are a bunch of lying mamma jammas. Well, every last one of you. Your pants are on fire.
I totally get everything you guys are saying. And I know that the federal government, as far as the court systems, are entirely stacked up against people. But what do you guys think about as far as the public opinion? Ultimately, it would still have to go to a jury unless it bled out. And I have a hard time believing that you know, you get 12 people who'd want to convict the guy.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, if you look at some of these public trials, let's see, what was it, Jose Padilla, where they the jury actually wore red, white, and blue and color coordinated.
Right.
On
this
the
was
day they issued the verdict.
Some guy who had to do with the 9/11. You know, there's basically, he was a terrorist. He's basically a gang member,
right.
They called him a terrorist.
Or something like that.
How about somebody less? Yeah, how about somebody less well-known, like Bernard von Notthaus from the Liberty Dollar? This is a man who we've actually had on our show, who created an alternative currency to the federal government's money, and it basically was gold and silver-based. It was a really neat thing that he did. They charged him with counterfeiting, and the jury found him guilty of that, even though he was in no way, shape, or form counterfeiting U.S. currency. He wanted his currency to be different from the U.S. currency. He specifically created it to be a sort of a talking point, something that you could talk about to people, like, you know, to bring up a conversation about the nature of government money and sort of provide a real money alternative to that. And the jury didn't see any of that. They just, you know, said, oh, it's got the Statue of Liberty on it? Okay, well, it must be a counterfeit piece. And they found him guilty, too. So you really can't count on these juries to do the right thing, unfortunately. We've also had other cases here in New Hampshire where juries have been actually told about their right to use jury nullification, which is their right as a juror to judge the law itself. And even though they've been informed about that right, they still refuse to exercise it. So there's a real push on these juries to do whatever it is that they're told by the state. A lot of the people on juries are the most obedient of types. They're the kinds of people who are not, you know, they're not convicted of crimes. They have government people in a lot of cases who are in their families. They're the ones who are more likely to be registered to vote, for instance, because sometimes jurors get picked from voter rolls in some states. So you right. tend to get the most obedient state-worshipping types on these juries, and it makes it super hard to get anything but a conviction.
Yeah, and I guess in Snowden's case, like Mark was saying, he is free to roam about in the largest country in the world, although he's freezing his butt off. But I think he'd probably be better off waiting for a button, and I just think that...
waiting for a what?
Fun.
You said waiting pardon. For a what? A pardon.
Pardon, yeah.
Can someone be pardoned in advance?
Oh, yeah. Nixon got pardoned in advance.
Yeah,
by,
yeah. Okay, interesting.
But, so, yeah, go ahead.
No, so that's interesting. I didn't realize that you could do that, like a preemptive pardon. Like, thou shalt not be charged with this.
Yeah, I think that the best thing to do is for his lawyer to work things out. Maybe they can strike some deal. I'm willing to, you know, just hearing Snowden talk, and the guy's much more patriotic than I am, right? Like, he still loves America. And to hear him talk, I'll bet you he'd serve a year. If that's what it took to have a trial and sort of show, you know, be able to get the podium to say what happened and that kind of thing.
But he already has had the podium.
Would it give him more? Well, hold on. You saw the that last week, tonight or whatever, with John Oliver, where they asked people on the street who Edward Snowden was.
People don't know.
Right. They don't know. More news is better
no,
for that.
You're not going to get. OK, thanks for the call, Stan. I appreciate you bringing that up. Look. Edward Snowden has had more press in the last 2 years than most people will get in their lifetime.
Yeah.
He's had plenty of coverage, and being on trial is not a podium. Have you ever been in a federal courthouse before?
I think maybe once.
You don't get to bring in your cell phone. You don't get to bring in anything but a pen and a piece of paper. If you want to take notes about what goes on in a federal courthouse, you can do that. But no audio recording, no video recording, no still photography is allowed. So that's not a podium at all.
I recommend it.
That is the first step towards jail. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.